Welcome, welcome, welcome. There's a, say it so often, but there's outline in the bulletin this morning. If you'd like to follow along with us, the text and the lesson comes from the text that was read to us this morning. We'll key on that phrase, do it with all your might. Do it with all your might. Thomas, did you get a ball this morning? I got one, okay. All right. Verse 10 again. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. For there's no work, no device, or knowledge, or wisdom in the grave where you're going. So when you have a lesson to learn, I just put in your notes five questions. Help us to kind of analyze the text, that who, what, where, why, and when. Let's take a first look at who is the subject of the text. And that's everyone here. Now I just put, whatever your hand finds to do. So your hand. So don't look at the hand of somebody else. Don't look at the hand of your neighbor. You look at what's in your hand. It's I. You know, what am I? What my responsibility. My accountability. You know, it's me. Put your name there. So whatever Brian's hand finds to do, he's to do it with all of his might. Well, that's all of us who are alive. That's all of us here. Well, everybody. Second, let's take a look at what is the subject of the text. So we know it's our responsibility. Now what? It's whatever your hand finds to do. Whatever. I just put definition-wise, that means anything. Everything or all things that we would do. Whatever it is. No matter what type or degree or kind or quality, it's the thing that we are to do. Any task, activity, everything we do in our course of daily living. That includes our spiritual living too. You know how to give it some attention. Whatever. And of course, Paul, I put in your notes, adds to our definition, put in the word faithful. As Paul said in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 2, moreover, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. So whatever our task is, whatever our obligation, or whatever activity we're going to be involved in, include faithfulness, steadfastness, dependability, reliability, whatever that task is. Third, it's the question how. How should all of this whatever be done? Well, he says with all your might. Back to the word your again. With all your might. Not somebody else's. You give it your best. I want you to use your talent, your ability, your might. In other words, the effort you have. Do your best. Give it the gusto that you have. Make it personal, make it what I have. Use my strength. With all your might, he says. In other words, that's all we can ask of another. I just want you to give it your best. That's all I'm going to ask. Put some effort in it. In 2 Corinthians 8, verse 12, it says, For if first there's a willing mind, it's accepted according to what a man has, and not according to what he has not. I'm just to use, I'm to use what I have. My talent, my ability, the opportunity that's placed in front of me. With all your might, do whatever the task is. Do what you can do. There's no expectation in the text of what others do. It's what you can do. And interesting too, kind of a sidelight. You notice that the text is not concerned with the outcome. Notice that in the text. It doesn't say, oh, I want you to produce this product. It doesn't say this is going to be the outcome of your effort. Nothing there. It doesn't have a finished product in the text. The text is concerned with our might, our effort in whatever we're doing, our trying, our using what we have. When I was teaching in San Diego Unified School District, special education classes, pretty much all the time, when we were writing goals for our students, most of the goals were written out with the expectations of their trying, or how much effort they would put in to a task, and not with necessarily the finished product. We'd have to write a goal out, and it would be measured. We'll be successful 3 out of 5 attempts. So the emphasis was on the effort that we had. So I put, even in your notes, I had a sign up in my classroom, triumph. It's try with a little oomph behind it. That's triumph. So if you want to be victorious, just the emphasis is in the try. With all your might. That's what we want to do. Of course, I also had another poster in my classroom, too. It was these special education students. But I think I did it more for my staff and the helpers in the classroom. Because I had another poster that says, when you can't change the circumstance, you change your attitude. My students couldn't always change their attitude. But my staff members, I had to key on them every once in a while. You need to change your attitude. But we're not going to change the circumstance. What we have here presented to us is what we have to live with. Can't change it. Change your attitude. In other words, whatever we have in front of us, we need to give it gusto with all of our might. I saw this article. I posted this in the bulletin board, the foyer. The title of it is just Anyway. Anyway. It says, people are often unreasonable, illogical, self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you're kind, people may accuse you of ulterior motives. But be kind anyway. Number 3. If you're successful, you may win false friends and true enemies. Succeed anyway. Next one. If you're honest, others may cheat you, but be honest anyway. It says, what you spend years building may be destroyed overnight. Build anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, others may be jealous, but you be joyous anyway. The good you do today may be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. People really need help. They may not appreciate it, but help people anyway. Give the world the best you have. May not be enough, but give your best anyway. That's the lesson, isn't it? Whatever your hand finds to do, you do it with all your might. Do with all your might. Next one at number 4 is when. We do our work while we're here. While we're alive. While we're on earth. This wise man Solomon begins this book of Ecclesiastes in chapter 1, verse 2. By saying, what profit has a man from all of his labor in which he toils under the sun? Meaning while we're here on earth. It's here while we do our work. It's while we're alive that we give ourselves to the task. Jesus said in John 9 verse 4, I must work the works of him that sent me while it's day. The night comes when no man can work. There'll be a time that comes in your life and mine when we can't work. Can't do it. And because we are a people who die, when we leave this life, we leave our work here. So whatever our hand finds to do, we need to do it now. While we can. While we have that talent. We have that opportunity. Number five was the why question. Why should we do whatever our hand finds to do here and now? Why do it now? It's in the text. It says, for there is no work, and he concludes, in the grave where you're going. Once we die, work's left here. He says, in the grave where we're going, there's no work. In other words, our might toward our task is while we're alive on earth. There's no work in the grave where we're going. There's no device. In other words, after this life, there's no means of escaping judgment. There's no device. There's nothing we can make up, formulate, build, create in the grave. There's no knowledge. So there's no information after we die that can be gained to change our plight or our situation in death. Have to do it while we're here. There's no wisdom. I can't devise anything to change God's plan. There's no work, no device, no knowledge, no wisdom in the grave where we're going. So we must now, whatever our hand finds to do, do it with all of our might. The last one I had was just at closing out just additional motivation or reasons to do it with all of our might, besides that reason because we can't do anything in the grave. Someone's going to say, Brian, how do we answer the question that someone asks, or the phrase they say, well, no one else is giving an effort, you know, on my job. Why should I? Someone may say, Brian, you know, I don't see a lot of people giving effort. They're getting by just fine. So why should I put some gusto behind it? Why? And so anytime we say that a person ought to do something, you should do this. You should put some effort into it. Then there should be a rationale behind it, or a good reason for us giving that advice. I want you to do it with all your might. Why? No one else did. So I put some reasons for you in the lesson. Number one, it's because Paul said in Romans 14, verse 12, so each of us shall give account of himself to God. That's a reason. There's going to be a judgment. There's going to be a day when we are called into question. That judgment day when roll call is given and it's Anderson, Brian, Gay in front and center and I'm standing by myself. It's me. How'd you do, Brian? Oh, uh-oh. So there's going to be a judgment. There's going to be an evaluation on your job. You know, if you're an employee, there's an assessment. Oh, well, what do you think is going to happen to you and me? There's going to be one day we're going to be called in, and we're going to be given a spiritual evaluation, an assessment of how we did our task. And what's required is just faithfulness. Remember those verses? Moreover, it's required in stewards a man be found faithful. Not so much with the finished product, but did you give it the effort? Did you use your might? Someone said many people would do their best if they had to put their names on the products they produce. Mm-hmm. Well, your name's on your life's work. Your name is my name is on this product that I'm producing. Number two, the reason why we should do it with all of our might is because that's all we can do. Do it with all your might. I'm not always capable of the finished product, but I can give it my best effort. May not always be sure of how something is going to turn out, but I can be faithful in doing it. So that's the second reason, the rationale. Why should you give it your best effort? Number three is because the alternative of not doing your best is doing less than your best. That's kind of logical, isn't it? You see, you and I are turning in work that even we know is not up to standards. I know when I didn't give it my best. So I want to give it my best. And then I have to live with the thought that I know I could have done better. I believe with that. When I don't do my best, that means I'm not doing my best. It's not up to standards. And I know that. And then also, you may develop a pattern or a habit of doing less than expected. This is just, well, you know, I'm just so used to not doing my best, and that's kind of crept into my life now. And so there's a reason why you and I need to give it all of our might. Put doing your best into practice. Ever heard that expression? Practice makes perfect. That's wrong. Practice makes permanent. If you're practicing something incorrectly, it's not going to get perfect. It's going to get permanent. But if you have the habit of putting whatever you're doing with and doing it with all your might, if that's your habit, if that's your lifestyle, then that's what becomes permanent. If you're giving less than your best, that's what's becoming permanent. That's becoming habitual. That's your lifestyle. So the wise man Solomon is saying there's a rationale, there's a reason why I'm encouraging you to whatever your hand finds to do, you do it with all your might. The fourth reason, I put number five in your notes. I don't know why. Well, I have five in my notes. But when I typed the outline, for some reason, I went to 3 to 5, I guess, because I was looking at number 5 on my notes. So now, this is number 4. It's a reward within itself. Just doing your best. That's a reward within itself. Because it's going to bring you happiness. Doing your best is going to give you peace of mind. Contentment. It's going to give you that good feeling and knowing that you put forth your best effort in the task and in living for God. It's that warm, fuzzy feeling that I've given it my best. Oh, I feel good. May have not had a great finished product, but I gave it my best. Yeah. Heard into it. And you will know that you used all of your might, even if others do not. And so now number 5 in my notes. Doing your best, or do your best knowing that others care about you. Knowing that others care about you. First of all, God cares. 1 Peter 5, verse 7, cast all your care upon Him because He cares for you. So do your best knowing that God cares about your effort and my effort. A heavenly host cares. Family members care about you. Friends care about you and the effort you put in on your job or your task or your recreation. Whatever it is, people care. And they notice, people notice when you don't care about the effort, your effort. God doesn't care. So a rationale, a reason to give it all your might is because other people care. The last one I have would be number 6. Doing your best will have an influence on others to go and do the same. Because what we do has the ability to inspire others. And they're going to look at us and see the effort we put in. And they may even say, well, if he can do it or she can do it, then I can do it too. Again, not concerned with the finished product, but look at the effort they put in. Wow. You see the time spent in that. Did you see how they labored over that?
Yeah.
They did. So there's a rationale. So somebody's going to say, why should I give it my best effort when others are not? Oh, you just noticed others are not? And you're letting that example take you down instead of you doing it anyway, giving it your best effort anyway. So that's the lesson. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. I know some parents are probably thinking, I'm going to laminate that and put it on the wall of my child's bedroom. I want you to do your maybe color code some things in there, highlight some things. Mention this, do your best for God too. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 15, it says, today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. Today, right now, harden not your heart if you hear His voice. In 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2, it says, behold, now is acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. Whatever your hand finds to do, do with all your might, and don't delay. So that's the invitation we extend. If you're here this morning, not a member of the New Testament church, never been baptized for remission of sins, you haven't obeyed that gospel message, that good news message, you can do that. Just simply let your request be known. We can accomplish that task. So let's stand together and sing the song that Dennis has selected for us.